Hello guys, it's Derek Chafoma here of DerekChafoma.com, spelled DerekTafuma.com. So just wanted to address one thing about content creation, because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about creating content around the things that you like, the things that you love. Because, and also, not just about the things that you love and like, but it's also about the things, it's also about you loving the actual process. So if you don't enjoy the actual process of content creation, then you're not going to last a very long time because you're not enjoying it. If you don't enjoy the job that you're doing, you're not going to last very long in that job. Or if you last very long, you're not really enjoying it. Okay, so if you're going to create content, please make sure that you actually enjoy the process of making the content, because it's about the process. It's about what you have to go through. And for me personally, to enjoy the process of content creation, I try to automate as much as possible. What does that mean? It means I try to reduce the number of steps that I need to take in order to complete a content creation task. So if my task is to create a podcast, I want to reduce the number of steps that it's going to take for me to produce the actual podcast. This one here, for example, is so minimalistic in terms of how many steps I need to take, that is practically just opening the application, the anchor.fm app. So opening the Anchor app and then just clicking on create new podcast or new recording or new Anchor Wave. And then I just start talking into the phone. And as soon as I finish talking, I can either add background music or I can just post it like that without background music. The problem with the background music for now is that it's being flagged up on YouTube, because I repurposed this Anchor Wave or podcast into a YouTube video. And when it goes on YouTube, it is flagged as with copyright. Okay, it gets a copyright strike. Well, not a strike, but just a flag. Which basically means that if you monetize your channel, it is the owner of the music. Although I've actually made the content itself, okay, I get nothing, and they get the advertising revenue for that video, which is ridiculous. So, if you want to add music, you can always then, you can take the podcast to a platform where you can edit. So, for example, I use ScreenFlow. So I could take it into ScreenFlow, and then I could download a background music from Epidemic Sounds, which is copyright free. So that way you get around it. But because I want to minimize the number of steps, I don't really want to go through that whole process of doing that, because it's going to slow me down. It means I spend more time sorting out the editing instead of just posting the content. So I choose not to elongate the process more than is necessary. Okay? So I hope that makes sense, and we'll see you in the next podcast. This podcast is going to be available on my website, DerekTafuma.com, as soon as I'm done talking here. And also, it will be repurposed into a YouTube video and also a Facebook page post. So on my Facebook page, Derek Tafuma Media, you'll find you'll find this very podcast on that platform as well. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next Anchor Wave or podcast.